wants to make it.
I do apologize.
Everybody wants to be immortal, to have their words stored in the library forever. What happened to me, you want to know? I got distracted. There was too much noise. I became obsessed with the sounds. Close your eyes and listen.
Would you like a mint?
The whispers and sighs only made sense when I imagined the people around me without clothes. Rows of naked bodies bent over open books. The fidgeters came into their own. The talcum powder scent grew heady. There's a smudge of blood in the right-hand corner of the desk. A dark brown stain on the slate-blue leather. I remember when it happened. Pick up the book in front of you. That's what he looked like, with that calm smile and gaze that made my knees wobble. He was a fidgeter. He was more alive than anyone in the library. Once, we were alone in the library at night. We brought flashlights and walked the dark corridors, sticking to the shadows like cats. It was eerie, walking the empty building. It was scary. Open the book to page 12. Bury your nose in the pages. It smells like burnt wood. It took me once to the old reading room in the British Museum. I remember that it was a lot noisier, and the acoustics were different because of the domed roof. Light came in from the cupola and from the high windows. I remember seeing people above, sitting at square tables with white tablecloths and wine glasses. They peered down at the readers as they lunched, like animals in a zoo. Who were they, I wondered? I used to imagine birds filling the space above. Instead of working, I would look up at the sliver of light in the ceiling and imagine the space full of birds. He sold the books and split with my cut. He sent me a postcard from Cuba. I remember the stamp. An aeroplane was flying above clear blue waters towards a lighthouse, perched atop a cliff face. Beneath it, a sailing boat catching the wind, and behind it, another, going up in flames. You have to help me catch him. He won't suspect you. As long as he can wander freely, the library isn't safe. You need to lead me to him. This is the book he was reading when I first sat down next to him in the library.